Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara on Tes Vav Amar Aleph. We are 11 lines from the top of the words of Boy Minei Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara is continuing the discussion for when is the Rosh Hashanah for an Esrog. The Gemara asks now, Boy Minei Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yane. Rabbi Yochanan asked the question from Rabbi Yane, Esrog Rosh Hashanah Shalom Imasai. When is the new year for an Esrog? So he said to him, Amalei Shvat. Halacha is that it should be in Shvat. Rabbi Yochanan asks further, Shvat the Chadashim, is it the Shvat of the lunar months? There's just the Chadashim usually means month, but it means here of the lunar months. Oh, Shvat the Tkufa, or the Shvat of the solar season. As we mentioned already a few times, the Tkufa of Teves corresponds, L'chora is, when we usually refer to Tkufa of Teves, that's generally understood as the winter, what would be the winter solace in the solar months. However, 30 days after, the solar months of Shvat begins. That would be a difference. So we know that the Jewish calendar is based on the lunar cycle. The lunar cycle is 354 days, and the solar cycle is 365 and a fourth days, which we have a leap year, so once every while in the solar cycle as well. A leap with February just an extra day. But either way, that's Rabbi Yochanan is wondering, is the new year for the trees in Shvat of the solar year because it is when a significant portion of the winter had passed, together with most of the year's new days? The Gemara quoted that before that the reason of Shvat is because most of the winter is still ahead. It makes sense. Let's say that it can't be set until the significant part of the season had passed. This is not always going to be the case with the Shvat of the lunar calendar, because the lunar calendar, no, it was further off with regards to the real Metzias at this point. So the Gemara says, Agav, that's a very big Shaila based on the Gemara yesterday. We said that we gave that whole Svara because of the winter months ahead. So what's going to be the din where is the Tu B'Shvat for the Peros in, it's not really, it's Nogar for Orla more, but because they don't really have Chumos and Maestros, but the places below the equator, you have places, let's say, like Australia, things like that, that's a Shaila. Either way, so the Gemara answers, Amar Leis, Rabbi Yani responds, De Chadashim, the Shvat of the lunar months, and that's because the Pasuk says, Umi Meged Tvo Hashemesh Meged Ger Shachim, which Moshe Rabbeinu is given the Bracha, he's saying that the moon is also affecting the crops, as the Pasuk says, that the sun's crops, the bounty of the moon's what's coming from the Gerash Yerachim, with understanding what the moon is bringing forth. So we did the lunar cycle is followed by the Jewish calendar, obviously, and this has effect on the physical world of the Paris as well. The Yerushalmi even says further, the Yerushalmi says, my uncle likes to quote this Yerushalmi, that that's more of about Chazal, but we see that it's about the calendar. The Chazal slash the calendar have the ability to affect the Metzius. Because the Gemara says that we know that a woman who is a Niveles, if a girl below the age of 3 is Niveles, then we assume her Basulim is Chosrin, which for halachas of she gets married at that point, he would consider that the Basulim would be Chosrin. And if it's after the 3 years, then it is going to be that our Basulim not Chosrin. That's just a Matzias, that would be the case or not, whether or not the Basulim would be Chosrim, and yet that is Talwe on whether or not that's going to depend on whether or not if Chazal added another Adar to one of those years. So if they decide to add the Adar, meaning if they add a Kiddush HaChodesh and add an Adar and add a leap year, so that means the third year was a month later, and if they didn't add it, it was a month earlier. So there the Yerushalmi says that what the Rabbanan decide and what Beis Din decides really is Koveya the Metzias. Similar to over here, that the Chadashim and the lunar months are going to Koveya the Metzias, even though those are Talwe at when we decide, if we decide within those that time period to add a leap year or not, that would still be the difference. But the Gemara is about to ask it in a moment. We're about to see that. The Gemara says, "By Minei Rav Menachem, Rav Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yanai, Ha'isash Nevar Esma. What is going to be the deal with the leap year? The second Adar is added to the new year. So when is Rosh Chodesh Shvat going to be? Is it going to be the new year, or is it going to be the last? Is it going to be the first month of Adar that they added in leap year, because that really was taking the place of Shvat? Again, you add Adar, so then you had the previous month of Shvat. So which is it? So the Gemara says, very similar to what we were mentioning before, that when they're adding it, maybe you would have assumed that it wouldn't affect the Metzius, it would not necessarily affect the Metzius. So the Gemara answers, Amar Lei Halach Achar Roiv Shanim. You follow the pattern of most years. So even in leap years, the new year is going to be followed the month of Shvat, because the lunar calendar generally does not have a leap year. So even though you'll have to have, in order to keep the parallels between the three, because what happens is that a lunar year you have 354 days, a solar year you have 365, so you're missing 11 days. So every year you're going to, 11 days earlier is going to be, all the chagim are going to fall out 11 days earlier, which theoretically wouldn't have been a problem, except for the fact that the Torah tells us that the Chodesh HaAviv, the time of of Pesach has to be in the spring, and also Chag Asif, the Zman of Sukkot has to be in the autumn, has to be in the seasonal autumn, in the time of the Tzkufa, so that's relevant to the solar calendar. That's why every few years, every third year, you have to change the calendar around. You have to make sure that the calendar will line up, that it should be even enough, that it'll be close to the solar calendar, and that's what you need every, it comes out, is that there's going to be a leap year within seven and 19 years. That's the ratio. Right? Every 7 and 19 years that you're going to have the leap years. So most years are not going to be leap years. Agav, that's how we know that that's why your English birthday and your Hebrew birthday every 19 years, roughly, it could be a day off depending if that year's Chas or Mali, whatever, not getting that. But Etzem, really every 19 years, most of the time, your English birthday and your Hebrew birthday are going to line up, because that's how within the cycles, they're going to be exactly the same the period of every 19 years. So anyway, but most years are not a leap year, so therefore this month of Shvat, and this year as well, is going to be, even when they added another, is going to be in the month of Shvat. So now the Gemara continues. The Gemara now discusses back to the Lachas with regards to an Esrog during Shemitah. Amar Rabba, Esrog bar Shishi, Sunichnas Lushvius, if an Esrog in the sixth year, which entered the seventh year, and was then picked in the seventh year. Agav, this whole daf is going to be back and forth about this, and Mamish very geschmack, because I literally had this exact shaila when Baruch Hashem, when you have Eretz Yisrael, everything is, these dafim are very exciting for those who live in Eretz Yisrael. It's Mamish again for all the lachas of Shvius. We just had this year. We're going to go back and forth to the lachas. But my son came home from Cheder one morning, and he said, Tati, look, and he came home with two Esrogs. This was like a few weeks ago. He came up with two Esrogs after, it was in the end of Tishrei. So he came up with two Esrogs after the month of Tishrei. So Mamash is exact Shaila. If you have, and we're going to see, it's a big machlokas. I knew the basic halacha, but it's very geschmacker to go through all the shittas and see as Mamash are back and forth about this exact Shaila of what do I do? Do I have to treat it with Kedusa Shmita or not? Do I have to take off Maestros or not? And also, meaning, whatever, the Cheder, I don't think they mind that he took it, but in the Gina where it was. But it was very exciting. This exact Gemara is going to be the Shaila. So the Gemara asks, Esrog Bashishish Nichnas Lo Shvius. If an Esrog in the sixth year, which is now going to enter the seventh year, then was picked, so Mamash exact Shaila I had with my son, Turim and Amaiser, it's going to be exempt from Maiser, Ptum and Abir. It's also exempt from the Halacha of Bir. Bir, we mentioned already yesterday's daf, but we'll mention it again, is that the Halachas of Shmitam teaches you that based on the pasuk, it says when the animals are still, the Gemara says lemtecha asher l'chayah asher l'osocha, we learn from there that when the produce is still available in the fields for the animals to eat, then you're allowed to keep eating it. Once that particular item is no longer available in the fields, so then you have to remove it. You have to remove it by actually destroying it. That's what the Rambam holds. Others understand that you just have to remove it from the house and declare it hefker, and then anyone, you leave it out there for whatever day, whatever it is, and then you're allowed to, and then anyone can take it. And if they just announce you, you also would be allowed to take it back in and eat it. So according to this, Rabba's understanding that the Shemitah year of an Esrog, by when the fruit is going to be Basar Chanata, as Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer both said before, on Yadav Abayz. So therefore, the Esrog that came out Basar Chanata is exempt from the Lach of Beer, since it's not considered Shemitah produce. The Gemara is going to ask, so then why is it Chanata? So we're going to that. Uptum and Abir. Uvashvish Nixon, the Shemitah, however, if an Esrog in the seventh year, which is entering the eighth year and then was picked in the eighth year, Ptura b'maiser v'chayevas b'vir, is exempt from maiser, and it's going to be halacha of beer would apply to it, meaning the halacha is that that's how Rashi's girsa was, that's the girsa of Rashi, that this is the halacha according to them. Other Rishonim had the girsa based on a different Gemara, based on a different read of the Gemara, but either way, we're assuming we're just going to go with Shitas Rashi, and we're understanding over here the fruit Basar Chanata was in the seventh year, it's considered Shemitah produce, and is going to be subject to halachas of beer, which is removing it. So it's also going to exempt from Maisers, because again the pasuk says Vachlo Vinei Mecha VeYisram Toichal Chayas Asada. That's the pasuk which is teaching you that you have to, with the lachas of beer, that as long as the animals are able to eat it, so too people may eat the Shemitah produce without taking off Maisers, and that's the lachas of beer as well. So the Gemara says of literally removal. So now the Gemara asks Amar Le'Abaye Bishla Seifa L'Chumra. Now I understand the last ruling that you said regarding the Esrog that came out in the seventh year, which was picked in the eighth year, because you're being machmir in regards to Shemitah by telling us that the lachas of beer is going to apply. Therefore, when you're not sure about this, determining the status of Shemitah, they're going to be machmir and tell you that the lachas of beer are going to apply, and therefore when it comes to the seventh Esrog and enter eighth, it's going to be pater from meiser, but halacha of beer is going to apply, and that would be okay. Because look, medicine, why exactly is it? What do you mean? Why do you have to take off trumas and maisos? Because at the end of the day, the owner definitely is going to be mafkir. He's going to relinquish his ownership to it, and therefore it's going to be pater for maiser. And therefore, since it's Rabbah's understanding, even though you would have a shayla, but he's beetsim, you could assume that it's going to be pater for maiser because everyone's mafkir. So Rabbah tells us that etrog is going to be pater for maiser, telling us that it's hefker. However, it's still going to be the status of shmita. So this Abaya's understanding, because we can assume the Rabbah is actually just being machmir. So, but however, when it came, so that's Ela Resha. When it came to the first ruling regarding the Esrog that was Basar Chanata in the 6th year and then was picked in the 7th year, Tura mina bir amai. Why are you telling me that it's pater from the lachas of bir, of removal? Daminan zil Basar Chanata. L'chura, because you're telling me that we're assuming, because of, we're not sure what the lacha should be, and then out of doubt, we're going to tell you go after chanata. Chanata is again when the emergence of the fruit is coming out, the emergence of the esrog, and determining the shmita status. And therefore, we're assuming that it came out in the 6th year. So therefore, the problem is that Rabbah's exemption of the 6th year esrog that came into from the 7th year, lacha of bir, is telling us that he's telling us that l'chura, he's not being machmer on the basar chanata or not. Because he would have told us to be machmir in this case as well, both ends of it. And since he's not, he's defining definitively. In that case, then, when it is definitely a 6-year esrog, and it's not ownerless, so then it should for sure be, should be chayav in meiser when you're taking it in the 7th year, because we go, basar chanata and basar lakita, in which case we're telling him clearly that it should be, you should follow the halachas of meiser because it's a 6-year esrog, not a 7th-year esrog. So my answer is Amar Leh. He said back to Abaye, Yada kol mishtam shimba. So this is already the answer I was indicating before, that everyone touches it during the 7th year. Everyone thinks that it's shmita. Ve'ata martechayv meiser, and then tell me that it's still going to be chayv v'lachos of meiser. Since, and then the inachanami, really I assume that it is the 6th year, and it's considered a 6-year proto, so in which case it should be chayv in meiser. However, since a person leaves it at that point open for people to take whatever produce they want, so you can't actually guard the esrog from produce who watch it, because at the end of the day, it's going to be something which people are assuming is shmita. So therefore, since it came out in the 6th year, it's still going to be considered ownerless, considered hefker, and therefore Rashi points out it's going to be pater from meiser, because at the end of the day, the guy is willing to give up on it. So the governor says, Rav Humna disagrees. Rav Humna said, "Bat shishis nishnas shvius. If you have an esrog in the 6th year, which enters the 7th year and then was picked, la'olam shishis, the halacha is going to be the 6th year, and therefore not like Rabbi wanted to taina. He tainas yes. In fact, you would have to take off meiser from it. He holds that the esrog came in the 6th year is not made ownerless by medinim daraisa, and therefore the fact that everyone's touching it, that's considered gezel." Rashi points out, maybe it's stealing it. So therefore, it's still going to be chayev in meiser. So vat shviyis and nechnesis l'shminis, and an esrog of the 7th year, which entered the 8th year and was picked l'olam shviyis, and always considered it's going to be a shviyis, and therefore it's going to be putter from meisers, and you would be chayev in beer. This halacha, both Rabbi and Rabbi Nunar agree that the esrog is going to be halachas of shmita because the ikar is going to have to be chanata. The only shayla is when you had a shishis into shviyis, that was the machlokas over here, is whether or not that's going to be putter from meiser because of the fact that people are misham with it and use it, or is that not enough of a reason to assume that it's going to be pater from maestros? So now the Gemara points out Mesiveh. We have a kasha from the Breisa that seems to follow neither Rabbah nor Rav Himnuna. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda tells us, Omer b'shim Rabbi Shimon, Esrog b'chishin nechla shviz. If you have an Esrog in the 6th year, which enters the 7th year, Turim min ha-maestro is going to be exempt from maestro, but Turim min ha-bir is also pater from the lachas of bir. She'en lecha davar shechai b'maestro, ela im ken gadol b'chiyav v'nilka b'chiyav. Because you're only going to have something that's b'chai in maestro, unless it grew under the obligation and was literally under obligation. Chiyav, chiyav what? To take off the meiser. For a fruit to be considered meiser, it has to both grow and be picked under conditions that would be chayav in meiser. So 6-year esrog grew under the subject of the chiyav of meiser, the obligation of meiser. However, when it then comes out in the 7th year, that is no longer chayav in meiser. So this lechura would follow, this would maybe understanding would work with Rabbah that everyone is, the hand is touching it in the 7th year, therefore it makes it ownerless and the lachas of meiser would not apply. The reason that it would be pater from bir l'chora is because it came out in the 6th year, not the 7th year. B'shema doesn't explain this because the chora is pointing out is not telling esrog is any different from bir. All the fruit that would come out in the 6th year is going to be exempt from bir because it's considered basar chanata after the 6th year, not the 7th year. So that halacha is not a problem so far. However, b'shvius nichnas l'shminis, if an esrog of the 7th year which comes into the 8th year. Ptura mina meiser is exempt the lachas of meiser. Uptura mina bir and is also exempt the lachas of bir of removal. She'in lecha davar shechay bevir, because nothing that is subject to lachas of removal removal. Elim kin gadol b'shvi'is nilkas b'shvi'is. Unless it grew during the seventh year and it was picked in the seventh year. L'chora, we're learning out from the psukim, which tell us again, right? All those psukim that say that it's for the animals and for the people to eat, that's the lachas of Shemitah produce, is going to be permitted as long as it's available in the field. That's the lach of beer. It's speaking only of the seventh year, not the eighth year. We see that Rav Shimon gives us only the reason for patering an esrog from beer, because the fact that it's going to be pater from meiser is, as l'chora, that's the previous case. We see that since it came out, Chanata and Shemitah, it's considered Shemitah produce, and therefore it's going to be putter. And if it was taken the eighth year, it's not going to be subject to biur. So Reisha Kasha L'Rav Imnuna. So the first halacha of the Braisa, which told us that a 6 year esrog, which you decided to pick in the seventh year, is pater from Meiser and from biur, is going to be Kasha according to Rav Imnuna, who told us that you are Chayav and Meiser. So that's a Kasha Rav Imnuna. And the Seifa is Kasha Bein L'Rav Imnuna, the second ruling, which of the Braisa, which is telling us that the seventh year esrog picked in the eighth year, is also pater from both Meiser and biur. That's going to be a Kasha. That's going to be difficult according to both Rav Imnuna and Grina, because they both agree that that halacha would be subject to halachas of beer. They both said that the esrog shmita status is determined by the chanata, and they would assume that when the chanata is in the seventh year, the shmita, if they were going to pick in the eighth year, are still going to be subject to halachas of beer. Tosos just pointed, Tosos of Akasha, Tosos asked, how could the Mara have based Akasha on Rabbah of Nuna, on the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, but we already learned that over the last few Gemaras already, that produce which is going to be a sign regarding to Shemitah, either the year which is going to be Basar Chanata, which is most fruit, of the year which reaches a third of the grade, or the year which is picked, which can be vegetables. Rabbi Shimon Lachora is disagreeing with that. Lachora, it's clear from Rabbi Shimon that he disagrees with that. So he's against other Tanayim, it's clear, meaning even the Kasha, how could the Gemara ask this Kasha? So those answers, Rabbi Shimon would agree that Lachas of Shemitah in general is going to be determined by these other factors, but he's understanding the Lachas of Beer is subject to more Machmir understanding. So maybe that was, assuming the Gemara had a Havamina now, maybe that would be something that Rabbi Nuna and Rabba would have to agree to. That's Tosa's point to that. So either way, the Gemara goes back. The Gemara says, Tanayi, in Echanami, the Gemara is going to answer this. That's what Tosa was bothered by, even the Havmina, that in Echanami, this is a machlokas Tanayim, and Rabba and Rav Huna are going to be understanding it on a different Tana, not on this Tana of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. So the Gemara says, the Sanya, as the Gemara points out, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi tells us, Avtilmios in Mishum Chamisha Zakenim. Avtilmios gave us an Eidos in the name, he gave us a testimony in the name of the five Zakenim. Esrog, Afar Likitasa, and Meiser. That Esrog is going to follow the of its picking with regards to maestros. Usha was one of the places that Sanhedrin went into Gullus. I believe this was right before, right? During the time of the Chorban, but this might have been prior to the Chorban. We know that already 120 years, I think, prior to the Chorban, the Sanhedrin went into Gullus, and it went from place to place into Gullus. Also, one of the places they were in Usha. I think this may have been before the actual Chorban, but it was a place of the Sanhedrin. So this is a very early halacha that we're telling this halacha. Acher likitaso, rather. Bein l'maiser, bein l'shvia. So we follow its picking with regards to both Meister and Shemitah, that when you pick it, you're going to have to be Machmir. So that would mean that all Esrogim that are picked after Rosh Hashanah, this past year that we have, I mean, an Esrog that's picked now, even if it was emerging clearly the year before, you'd have to be Machmir and assume that it's Halachas of Shemitah. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, Shvi'is Mandach HaShemitah, who mentioned anything about the Halachas of Shemitah? The Braisa was adding that the Rabbanan talked about determining Shemitah status as well. Lachora, there must have been their Machlokas about here, but we never mentioned any other opinion with regards to Shemitah. So does anyone else disagree with this Bichlal? So the Gemara points out, you're right, the Braisa is missing a little bit of words and understanding. This is how the Braisa has to be explained. Esrog achar likitase lemaiser. The Avtomios was telling us that in the name of the Chamesh Zakenim, when it comes to Esrog, we follow the lachos of picking in regards to its maiser. V'achar chanota l'shvias, we follow the time of when it's coming out with regards to lachos shminis of a shmita, rather, that when you come to picking it out, that year is going to be defining when Esrog is of two lachos, that the truma or maiser is going to be produce of that year. So an Esrog can be designated as truma and maiser for other Esrogim, right? That we could assume that it's the same year. When they were emerged in the same year, even though they're picked in different years. And Esrog, with regards to Maeser Sheni, Maeser Ani, that would be the lachas with regards to the lachas of Chanata. With regards to picking, different than Chanata, Esrog is going to be determined by when you picked it. So if you picked it after Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be the lachas of an Esrog, is going to be understood the Kedusha Shemitah. The reason for that is because an Esrog it grows with the irrigation water, like a vegetable. So therefore, an Esrog is going to be determined by this halacha, is going to be similar to a vegetable for this halacha that when you pick it out. That's the understanding. So, the Achranat al Shvi'is again, as we just pointed out, Rabbi Sinu Nimnu B'Usha, V'Gamru Havar, the Rabbanan Usha, the Gamru was added by Gersh Chin, that the halacha is usually Nimnu V'Gamru, usually they voted and they decided. Achar likitoso bein lemaiser bein lishvias, that we follow the halacha of the picking, both in regards to maiser and in regards to shmita, and that is the opinion of Rava and Rav Hununa. They're understanding the opinion of Al Talmud in the name of the Chamisha Zekenim. So therefore, the Esrog Shemitah status is determined solely by when is Chanata. With regards to all halachas, it's going to be after the Esrog that comes out in the seventh year is going to be subject to halachas of beer, even if it is not picked until the eighth year. By the same halacha, it becomes ownerless and exempt from Maaser. Rav Hununa followed this halacha, and therefore they disagree with Shem ben Yehuda that an Esrog that comes out that has a Chanata in the Shviyas and is picked in the eighth year is exempt from Maaser, but they hold that based on this Brisa that they're going to hold that it is Chayev in the halachas of beer, and therefore they have that just simpler machlokas of whether or not when the goes to the sixth to seventh year, can we define that as ownerless or not? That's the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Hununa. So now the Gemara says, Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Amrei Tavayu, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish both said, usually whenever you say Amrei Tavayu, 99% of the time, the Gemara will tell it when you have a bar pluktis. Two people usually argue all the time. It's a chiddush, oh wow, over here they agree. So here, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, they both said that same halacha. Esrog Bashishish Nichna Shvius, and Esrog of the sixth year, which enters the seventh year, La'ulam Shishis, is always going to be considered the lacha of the sixth year, and therefore it's going to be subject to Meiser and exempt from the lachas of Beer. So that would be according to them, that they are understanding that if you, they follow the view of Abtamios defined by Rav Hununa. They understand based on Rav Hununa. So just to summarize all our shittas over here, discussing it for a few blad already. So the Gemara has machlokas, we had four different time about the understanding of when an Esrog's Meiser and Shemitah status. Rabbi Eliezer was, that was the Yudal and Reis, that's where the whole thing started. He holds that it's determined by the Chanata of the fruit in both regards to Meiser and regards to the Shemitah. That was shita number one. The Rabbanan and Usho that we just had, they held the opposite. That is, that they held that, it's going to be determined basar lakita in both regards of Talmud and Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah on Yodal's base. They differentiate between Meiser and Shemitah. They hold that the Meiser is going to be, the status is going to be by the lakita, whereas the Shemitah, it's going to be batar chanata. And Rabbi Hununa followed the last position, and they hold that it's going to be patr in the sixth year, Esrog picked in the seventh year, Shemitah, it's going to be patr from the lachas of beer, but they consider the seventh year Esrog picked in the eighth year, chayav and beer, because it's basar chanata for this purpose, and there's the technical thing about the machlokas in Minei Bay was with regard to whether it's considered ownerless, and that's a shayla. So then we also won that shayla, won that opinion, was the opinion of Shimon ben Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Shimon, who holds, with regards to beer, that an Esrog is not going to be a lach of Shemitah, unless it both has Basar Chanata and Lakita in the seventh year. That is his opinion. Some want to say maybe that's only level of Reisa, but maybe Darvani would agree. But Betzim, that was the four Shitas. How do we paskin? So the Lacha wants the many understand that we should follow Lacha of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, because they are the Basras, so that we should follow their Halacha, their Lacha. However, the Rambam, he understands that we should follow the Rabbanan of Usha. They hold the Rabbanan of Usha as a machlokas. So this is the Mamash was Alach HaMaisa this year. That most Rishonim, if I'm not mistaken, most Rishonim paskin like this Ravid, that if it was in the sixth year and it was Lakita, it was in the seventh year, we do not have to be choshesh for the lachas of Shemitah. However, again, according to Rama, you would have to be choshesh for the lachas of Shemitah. So Lamaisa, I think Rov Rishonim do go against this Rambam, but the Minhag Olam is to be Machmir now. The Minhag Olam came to be Machmir. So all of the Esrogim, for sure in America that you got, that's always the case you're going to get. But even Eretz Yisrael, well, they'll give the earlier Esrogims to America to send them off. They'll pick more later after Rosh Hashanah. This year, Kimat, you'll not find any Esrogim that were picked after Rosh Hashanah, because they didn't want to get to the Machlokas and get into the Rambam. We have Shemitah, then you have what's your base name, all of these other complicated shailas about selling the Esrog. How are you allowed to sell the Esrog? All of those shailas, which will actually be next year, but we are going to be machmir for that next year. That is going to be major shaila next year, Mirtz Hashem, when we get to next year. Hopefully, Shal Bezorcha, there's going to be major shaila. How is it that you're allowed to, your Esrog, we are going to be choshish, that it is Allah, it has Kiddushah Shemitah. So, Agav, you're not allowed to throw it out, that even those in America, the shaila of Biur becomes very relevant. You have to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael and be mafkir it. There are those who are machmir for that. This is a fascinating shaila. We'll get more into that. Hopefully, when we get to Allah, we'll have a whole shir about this, about Esrogim for eighth year produce. But this is a fascinating machlokas. Mamish comes straight out of our Gemara right now, and is the exact machlokas, and would be the very machlokas. My son who brought home his esrog from the tree is literally, this is a machlokas al chamaisa, what to do. So I just, I mean, being choshesh from Machmir Bolshit is not going to eat it. I'm not going to take off Jerusalem's Amaisa, I'm not planning on eating this esrog, but I'm going to leave it out till it basically shrivels up, and then because it has Kedusha Shemitah, you're not allowed to throw it out. That's the problem. You're not allowed to throw it out because it's l'achlav lola hafsid. So it's also, there's no shayla of beer because it's only, it might be less than whatever, sure, but the beer might be a shayla as well, but Be'etem, You will have to leave it out and be machmir for the Shemitah. Until then, you could throw it out when it's totally shoveled up, and then maybe put it in a bag, and then figure it out how to get rid of it. Now the Gemara points out, Kiyas Ravina Rabbi Yochanan. Fine, that is a fascinating halacha comes out of Gemara. Now the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yochanan, Esrog bat shishis nechnel shvis. If you have an Esrog in the sixth year, which enters the seventh year, afilu kizayis unasa kikar. Even if it's the size of an olive in the sixth year, and became the size of a huge piece of bread, a loaf of bread in the seventh year, so that most of its growth was in the seventh year, still chayav and aleha mishum tevel. You're going to be chayav alach of tevel because an Esrog is determined by the Chanata, so therefore it's going to be, even though most of its emergence came later, still we go after the Haskalah. The Gemara says now, Tanur Rabbanan, we learn in Abraisa, Ilan Shechantu Perosav Kodem Chamisha Sarbishvat. If you have fruit which emerged before the 15th of Shvat, Mis Aser Lishana Sha'avra, you're going to take off the Maisos according to the year that came before it. Achar Chamisha Sarbishvat, however, the fruits emerged after the 15th of Shvat. This is just the regular halachas of all fruit trees. Mis Aser Lishanaba, they're going to be given the statuses of the following year. So the fruit is going to be assigned for Maaser purposes for the year which there was the Chanata. So, again, the fruit emerged in the second year of the Shemitah cycle. So then you would take off Maaser Sheni, and then even though you it came out more, it came out in the third year cycle. You collected in the third year cycle. It doesn't matter. You would still give it the status of the Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, and do not take off Maaser Ani. However, if it came out, if it emerged after the 15th of Shvat, then you would take off Maaser, then it would in fact be the subject to lachas of Maaser Sheni, of Maaser Ani rather. Amar Ben Chaim, Rabbi Chaim said, but Madar Amarim, when does this lacha apply? But Ilan Sha'osar Shtei Brechos Bishana. In regards to a tree that produces literally two sets of offspring in a year. To Gemara's going to ask, Brechos is a lesson of offspring, that doesn't make any sense. Shtei Brechos, we're talking about a tree. A tree doesn't produce offspring. Only birds produce, specifically birds, is considered something which the Gemara assumed is a brecha, which is producing offspring. So the Gemara answers. So the Gemara says, "Ela ema ke'en shtei brechos." Rather, the Mishnah is telling us that the tree is equivalent to as if it has two sets of offsprings. That is that the fruit does not ripen all at once, but over a period of time. So that would be Rashi gives an example is that it would be something like a fig tree, which the Gemara tells the Shabbos tells us the fruit is not all picked at the same time. But Rabbana treated as like something that's similar to a legume, which is going to be assumed that the fruit tree is going to be after Chanata, not after the year that it was picked. So the Gemara now continues. Gemara says, "Aval ilan oser berecha achas," but the tree that produces the equivalent of just one set of an offspring per year, meaning not its crop only all they ripen at one time, at the same time. So then, and we give examples to galim, zaytim, charuvim. Like if you have date palms, olives, or carob trees, alpha bishachanter berasem kodem chashir. So even though the fruits emerged before the 15th of Shvat, the halacha by them is b'sashin l'shan abba. They're going to take off the maizos according to the coming year, the year in which they are picked. They have the status of the years which are picked. According to Ibn Chema, the fruits of all trees should be assigned the maizor for the purpose of the year in which they are picked. So that would lead to Shaila, how do you do that over time? But Batim, that is the sheet of Rabbi Nechemiah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, No gu'am b'charuvim k'Rabbi Nechemiah. The people adopted the custom to follow Rabbi Nechemiah with regards to carob, and they give them the year in which they are picked. So, Lechora, Tosos point out that this is not limited to charuvim, to carobs, but extended to all of the trees that's what they did. So that's, you didn't specifically that, but they had it to all their fruits. So the Gemara asks, how could they have this minhag? It's against the Beferish Mishnah. The Mishnah told us to do a different status. The Mishnah in Shviyas tells us, no shuach, if you have white figs. Shviyas shalan shniya, their Shemitah year, meaning that the subject of Shemitah restriction is going to be the second year of the cycle which the produce comes out. Meaning 2 years, full 2 full years after the Shemitah year. Because they grow over a period of 3 years. The fruit that came out, is what's going to happen. The Chanata is going to be, it's going to be in the Shemitah cycle, and yet they're not picked until 3 years later, which is the second year of the Shemitah cycle. And in that case, it's going to be subject to halachas of Shviyas, because that's the Chanata was the year which it came out. We see clearly that the trees that ripen, that the trees, even though those that ripen all at once, are going to still be given the halachas of Chanata. So this is against Rabbi Nechemiah. The Yerushalmi just points out that the fruit of this tree emerges every year, but it takes 3 years for the fruit to ripen. So on any given year, a tree will have different sets of things. So how do they distinguish it? The Yerushalmi tells us they used to wrap things, they used to put a ribbon around it. That's similar to the Bikurim. To wrap a ribbon around it to show which ones have to be treated with Kiddush Shemitah. By the way, we see from here, it's clearly Batar Chanata. So Ishtik, Rabbi Yochanan remains silent. So usually when you remain silent, the Gemara wonders, so that maybe we accepted this. Amalei Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yossi Akoin. Amai Ishtik, why was Rabbi Yochanan silent? He could have answered a very good answer. Leimalei Aminalach Anar Rabbi Nechemiah. You're following Rabbi Nechemiah. Vatamatli Rabbanan. I'm telling you that they followed the Shita of Rabbi Nechemiah, that they were Machmer Rabbi Nechemiah, that he held of Rabbi Nechemiah, and you're bringing me a different Shita. The Braisa is clearly The Rabbanan of the Tanakama dispute Rabbi Nechemia, and they hold that it's after Chanata. The Mishnah in Shvius therefore is going to be followed the Shita of the Rabbanan. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan just answer that it's a different Tana? So the Gemara explains Mishum da Amar Leh, because Rabbi Yosh Lakish would have responded that Shafkas Rabbanan v'Adkum Nechemia. You're following that, you're telling Nagu Am. Nagu Am is also an implication where Shannon pointed out that they agreed with this Minhag. So you're telling me that this Minhag Olam, this Minhag of the Am, is something it is going to follow the Shita of Rabbi Nechemia against the Rabbanan, and Tosus even stronger. That Rabbi Yochanan, Gemara always asks, Rabbi Yochanan told us the halacha is always like Stam Mishnah. This is a Stam Mishnah, the halacha and Shvi. So why don't we follow this halacha? So the Gemara says, "V'leim alei." Rabbi Yochanan could respond to him, "Kamin alacha nazu." I'm just telling you what the people did. That was their minhag. V'atam really isura, and you're telling me an isur. Rabbi Yochanan could say that you'd agree that you should follow the basar chanata. However, he's telling you that the many people follow the minchemia of when it's going to be picked. Why does Rabbi Yochanan ask Kashi? He's just telling you what many people do, that they have this other practice. I don't hold that you should do that, but that's what they did. The Gemara says, "The Amar lei," because Rabbi Yochanan responded to him, "B'makom isur." In a situation where it's isur, kenosh kavinan lehum. When people adopt a custom, is permitted. You're going to allow them to do that, meaning this would lead to other kulas. They can't just tell me again. Renalgu sounds like you're endorsing this. You're not endorsing anything. So therefore, the Gemara says, "V'leim alei." Rabbi Yochanan should have said to Reish Lakish, "Ki amin alach ana meiser cherubim derabanan." When I said this halacha of meiser of cherubim, which is only rabanan, at amartli shvius deraisa. You tell me halacha of shvius deraisa. When it comes to halacha, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Reish Lakish bring halacha shmita, which is halacha deraisa. Be'etzim, not every year. It depends on if you have rosh shvela, but be'etzim shmita is halacha deraisa. When it comes to, and therefore you have to be machmir and assume after basar chanata. When it comes to halacha, Rabbi Yochanan is mentioning the minagav by cherubim, by carobs, that we know everyone agrees that carobs is going to be derabanan. So therefore, the minhag was to be as if the basar lakita was, even though it may have been wrong, but it's only at worst it's derabanan. So there, Rabbi Yochanan didn't protest. So then he's just mentioning what the minhag was. So therefore, he says, "I wonder if Reish Lakish really made this response." He asked the kasha. The Gemara says, "What do you mean? He did." "Imishiva? What do you mean? How's vei?" He asked the question. Why you saying such a weak kasha? I'm shocked that Rabbi Yochanan would have asked. Reish Lakish would have asked such a thing. To which the Gemara says, "No, Ella ima im killer Yochanan in looking no." Reish Lakish, the Gemara points out, Reish Lakish asked the question. We know that he definitely asked the question. Rather, he means that Rabbi Yochanan was silent. Why was he silent? He's silent because you know an answer is a pashan answer that they're following the minhag by the dinim derabanan of Rabbi Nechemia, and that's the minhag. He wasn't necessarily endorsing the minhag, but he's just saying that people do like this. He wasn't protesting because it wasn't a mamash nisr deraisa, and they had their minhag, and therefore he wasn't necessarily going to be bothered by the fact that they were keeping their minhag. It's a big shaila of minhag oker din, but they're here. They're letting them do minhag, even if it's violating nisr derabanan. How could that be? Okay, Batsim, that's a very good shaila. Bezer Hashem will pick up Arba Prakim in tomorrow's daf.